It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. The best you can say about today's economic news is that it wasn't as bad as expected. The Labor Department released its latest unemployment numbers today. We're going to talk about that in the next few minutes. We are also awaiting a possible statement by President Obama, which we will bring to you if it happens in the next few minutes. NPR's Yuki Noguchi is here to talk us through the news. She's in our studios live. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened to the unemployment rate? That's the easiest number for people to grasp.
Well, it rose up just a little bit to 9.6%, up from 9.5%. But here's what you, I mean, like you said, it's not terrible news, but it's still not great. What you saw was a net loss of 54,000 jobs. That's half what was anticipated. So that's good. The other sort of good news is that business hiring was better than just about all projections. So private payroll added 67,000 jobs. But here the qualifier is, you know, that's still less than the previous month. And so and it's definitely not anywhere near what we need to start a jobs recovery.
Well, let me make sure that I understand that. When you say private hiring added, even though that means the private sector is actually beginning to add jobs, just not very many if you spread 67,000 jobs across the entire United States. But overall, there are fewer jobs out there. So who is getting rid of people?
The government eliminated 114,000 temporary census jobs during the month. So that's where you're finding that. And as you say, you know, a lot rests on this business number. If business hiring doesn't really pick up, you know, three or four times what it was last month, then you're really not going to see a reduction in the jobless rate.
There was a moment in August when people were wondering if they were maybe not staring into the abyss, but edging toward one again, whether there could be a double dip recession, a resumption of the recession. Do these numbers tell us anything about that possibility?
Well, the double dip recession, I think, is something that people are still going to be talking about because, you know, what happens to business hiring in the next few months is really key. You know, we've seen businesses post profits, they're making money, but they're not really hiring in a lot of numbers. And the question is, what's going to prompt them to do that? You know, temporary hiring has been up pretty steadily for the last year, and that was true last month.
Mm-hmm.
But usually what that means is in the following months, there are permanent hires that come out of that.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen that yet. So, you know, the question is, you know, at what point will this recovery really stick? And it's kind of a cyclical problem because employers are looking at the possibility of a double dip and saying, well, we're not going to make permanent hires until we see that happen.
Well, in the past, this has seemed fairly routine, that if something is done in the economy that stimulates more demand, that creates more demand for spending, businesses eventually will make permanent hires in order to meet that demand. Is that still how people are thinking the way this recovery should work?
Yeah, I think a lot of economists will say that because we're in a consumer-driven economy, you know, two-thirds of the country's economic output is driven by what people like you and I spend. And so that needs to get going. And the question is, how do you get that going? Some would say more stimulus, more cash in the hands of consumers to spend it. Some would say that the government needs to create more incentives for business to start investing in things like plants and technology. And those are things that are going to create new job opportunities. You know, and then I would say that some economists say, you know, it'll just self-heal. At some point, businesses will realize they need to hire more people in order to grow, and so they'll start to do that.
David Wessel of The Wall Street Journal has been on this program in the past, in the recent past, talking about the possibility of a structural problem here, that we could just have unemployment for a very long time, even as the economy recovers. What would be the costs of that if it happened?
Well, you know, some politicians have really raised concern about what the recession has done to the economy in terms of the deficit. Republicans have objected to extending emergency unemployment benefits for that reason. But, you know, in terms of the personal cost, you know, you have still over 6 million people who've been out of work for over 6 months. For those people, being out of work for a long time means not being able to, say, pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, you know, they're at a disadvantage in terms of their wages. You know, it hurts, say, a new graduate's ability to make money over a much longer period of time.
Yuki, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Yuki Noguchi taking us through the employment numbers today. Again, the unemployment number rose a bit to 9.6%. Private sector hiring, though, appears to be up. We are awaiting a statement from President Obama, and we can expect to hear that later in the morning. We'll bring you up to date later in the morning or later today on NPR's All Things Considered on many of these same stations. This is an economic story as well as a political one, and much to talk about.